Welcome to the Friday, August the 16th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our third episode already of the 2024-2025 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. As you know, this weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrates the great things happening inside of our schools. Well, first, let me congratulate this week's trivia winner, Bria King Barrett, who is our Title I reading interventionist at Rhodes Elementary School. Congratulations, Bria. You are the winner of a Jeans Day for yourself and your team. I don't know what your team looks like as a Title I reading interventionist, but you can work with Mrs. Britton to figure that out. Well, all right, let's dive into the highlights for another incredible week of school in the MSD of Wayne Township. This is our second full week of school and our third week of having students back. We were able to celebrate with students who earned straight A's during the 2023-2024 school year. Those continued this week at Rhodes and Chapel Glen on Tuesday. And then yesterday, we were able to celebrate with Stoutfield, Maplewood, and Chapelwood. That's nine schools down. We're halfway through, so look forward to our celebrations in the other nine schools here in the next several weeks. We're also excited to see our clubs and athletic competitions for our fall sports ramping up. These extracurriculars are such an important part of building student belonging, one of our focus areas for our strategic plan. And we appreciate all of our staff and volunteers who are making these opportunities possible for our students. Well, speaking of staff who are making opportunities possible for our students, we'd like to introduce one of our new staff members, an important person here in the MSD of Wayne Township, somebody we all want to get to know just a little bit better, and that is our new chief of the MSD of Wayne Township Police Department, Chief Chris Boomershine. Welcome, Chief Boomershine. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Dr. Buzz.
Good. Glad to have you. Just a little background for our listeners who may not recall, but you are our second chief of the MSD of Wayne Township Police Department, and we went for a long time. Many people remember back to the Chuck Hibbard days. He was our first kind of safety school specialist or school safety specialist, and then Doug Scheffel. And we've had a number of people who have really worked to make our schools safe over time. And school safety has changed a great deal. But just a couple of years ago, we actually formed our own police department because there's a pretty big shift happening in law enforcement around the state of Indiana and with school police forces. We were one of the last Marion County school districts who did not have a police department necessarily, like a Speedway Police Department or Beech Grove necessarily, to create our own police department. So we are thrilled to death to have you taking the reins over our police department and making those shifts with our other law enforcement partners. But before we get into talking about some of that, tell us a little bit about your background. What have you done leading up to this, and really what was the interest to come to a school police department?
So my background starts when I graduated from high school and attended Indiana University. I'm a SPIA grad, and while I was there as a freshman, I became aware of an opportunity to join the Indiana University Police Department. They have their own police academy in Bloomington, Indiana. I applied, interviewed, and between my freshman and sophomore year, I was able to attend the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy at IU Police Department. And so that was my first introduction into law enforcement. I came from a family of law enforcement. My father was a deputy prosecutor, and my grandfather was an elected prosecutor of White County. And so I came from a family where the law was a subject almost daily at the dinner table. All of the law update books were lying around my dad's den. And so spending time with him, my grandfather, and I also have a brother who's an attorney, I was inspired by the law, but I
didn't bet know those are interesting holiday conversations around the turkey.
Yes,
and can. The ham and the fire and
they can be. But yeah, that was kind of my inspiration for joining the law enforcement business. And as I attended IU, I literally worked my way through college, working as a IU police officer, and during the summers. The sheriff of White County employed me part-time. So I had a job year-round as a police officer while I was going to college.
And White County was home.
White County was home, yeah. Yes, Monticello, Indiana. Yeah. And Sheriff Reggie Shireman was one of my Pee Wee football coaches. And so he grabbed me up right away when I graduated from the academy and knew that I was coming home during the summers. So that was a great opportunity to bounce between two departments, one of them in Bloomington, which was a fairly sizable police department, and then White County, which was incredibly small. There were nights I was working 496 square miles.
I was going to say a lot of driving time, response times aren't quite as quick with some of those calls.
From one end of the county to the other, running red lights and siren was almost 30 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Completely different environment. I think about the campus police when I was in college, and think about the issues that they kind of dealt with. Was that similar down at I went to a small school, so a lot of it was parking enforcement, maybe a few conflicts in the dormitory, but a lot of party stuff.
It was. It was a lot of traffic direction, special events like football games, basketball games, security of the buildings and the facilities, yep. and interrupting some of the weekend festivities if they got a little too out of control.
Yeah, okay. So doesn't matter the college or the university, it's just more people.
That's correct.
Yeah. And then you spent some time with Marion County Sheriff's Department, I think, or and then IMPD with the transition. Is that correct?
That's correct. So when I graduated from Indiana University, I received an offer from the Marion County Sheriff's Department and joined them. And I was with the Marion County Sheriff's Department. I was assigned to West District and patrolled starting out on the west side of Indianapolis. So I worked Wayne Township and Decatur Townships primarily. So I became aware of the Wayne Township school system and the officers that were working there, the security, and was always impressed by what I saw as far as the Wayne Township operation. I then went on to be a motorcycle officer with Marion County Sheriff and a member of the motorcycle drill team.
I was going to say, did you ride in the parade? Were you part of the 500 festival and all of those good things?
Yes. So yeah. The Marion County Sheriff, prior to the merger, we would perform on the track prior to the race.
Oh, wow.
And the maneuvers and the drills and the stunts that we would do were a little bit difficult on a banked track.
I bet. Yeah.
Some of our practices ended up guys tipping over and literally skidding down to the bottom of the track. And so we had to continue to practice on the track just to get ready for our performances. We didn't have any problems on the track when we were performing, but some of our practices were a little.
And those are big, expensive machines.
800 pounds, Harley Davidson, Road Kings are typically what we were issued in those years. And very heavy bikes, but you'd be amazed at what you can maneuver them through.
Sure, yeah, I've seen some of the obstacle courses and things that they go through with the abate trainings and some of the different competitions they do, and it's amazing to see what a skilled rider can do on a machine like that.
Yes, it was a great opportunity. Had a lot of fun there. I tested to be promoted to sergeant, and I was promoted to sergeant and assigned to the Marion County Grand Jury. That was a investigator position, and we also drove and protected Prosecutor Scott Newman. Some of the cases that we worked were white-collar crime and mostly corruption cases and anything else that the prosecutor assigned us to follow up on.
Hmm. You had a chance to work with Doug Sheffel. I mentioned him earlier. He was coordinator of safety and security here for a long time. And so what role did you and Doug work together?
So I was, after the grand jury, I went to I was promoted to lieutenant, and I worked at Eagle Creek over the reserves and the Eagle Creek deputies, and then I was assigned to late shift east, and after that, narcotics and vice. Well, when I was in narcotics and vice, the deputy chief called me into his office and advised me that I was going to be going to homicide and robbery, and I think this was November. And he said, "You'll be there January 1. And I tried to plead my case to stay in narcotics and vice. It's nice to have a new, different car. We literally had different cars every month because we were getting them from a car rental place.
Yeah.
And we were in, you know, jeans and T-shirts. So that was a rare assignment.
Did you ever have long hair and a beard?
I did not.
Okay.
I did have. I did have a piercing in one of my ears. I think that was an induction ceremony that the other detectives performed on me. Anyway, I was there, and I pleaded my case to stay there, but the deputy chief said, "Be that as it may, you're going to homicide and robbery." And I thanked him for straightening me
out. Yeah.
I told him I would be there. And when I arrived at that assignment, I was working for then-Captain Doug Sheffel. And that was a great assignment. I never asked for the homicide and robbery assignment, but I truly enjoyed it because we were the voice for the victims and the victims' families in those cases. So, and Doug was a great supervisor to work for.
Yeah, certainly somebody that we enjoyed having here in MSD Wayne, a Ben Davis High School graduate, and he and his wife both. And so, yeah, great to have them here, still in our community, and certainly still active in what they do. And then you went on. How'd you finish your career with IMPD?
So we became aware of the merger, and in 2006, they put out a promotion exam for both deputies and IPD officers, and I tested for captain and was promoted to captain. Actually, in December, before the merger, we were the first ones to get the new IMPD badges, which was nice. And I was assigned over the task forces at that time, JTTF, FBI Safe Streets, the Violent Crimes Unit, all the various different task forces with DEA, ATF. And after that, I was promoted to Major of Criminal Investigations. And I was proud of our record. We had, in homicide, we had a clearance rate in the low 80s. I think it was about 82-83% while I was there with William Benjamin as my deputy chief. And after that, I was the commander of Southeast District, and continued on in my career as a captain of the traffic branch, back in motorcycles again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was nice to have me back on a motorcycle with IMPD. So I had a brown bike and a blue bike throughout my career. And I was asked to go to the commercial crimes branch by the chief. The bar situation had kind of gotten out of control in Indianapolis, and so we focused on the problem bars where we had a lot of chaos, disorder, and crime. We had a lot of people getting shot, hurt, and killed at these locations. These were chronic location problems. And so in that assignment, we kind of brought back a style of investigation that we used a lot when I was in the grand jury, and that was white-collar crime, tax revenue investigations. And we found that a lot of these locations that had all of these symptoms that were problematic to the community had also deeper problems.
They weren't just selling alcohol.
They weren't just selling alcohol. Uh-huh. Typically, if you find chaos at a location, that's just an indicator of other problems.
Sure.
And in this case, we found a number of these businesses were violating fire code. Our partners at the fire marshal's office was extremely helpful in closing some of these locations. And then we were able to do search warrants on a number of these locations and get them closed for violations under Indiana tax code.
So from all of that to moving to a school police department, what interested you in leaving all of that excitement to come to a school police department and be in charge?
So I was at the end of my career. I was in the drop program, and I saw the posting for the Wayne Township School Chief of Police position, and it appealed to me because I started my career out in Indianapolis, on the west side of Indianapolis, and in Wayne Township and Decatur. And I was a motorcycle officer also in Wayne and Decatur. So I knew the area well, and I knew what organizations and institutions were on the west side of Indianapolis. Of course, I worked all parts of Indianapolis. And it was kind of I looked at it as a great opportunity to return to kind of my roots when I started here. And I was always impressed with Wayne Township. Every interaction that I had had, whether it was with an administrator or the officers working part-time there, or the staff such as Doug Scheffel, who was in charge of the security, was very positive. And I talked to Doug before I applied to the position. He also was a big inspiration for applying for the position, because we weren't just coworkers, we were friends as well, and I trusted his advice on it. And he encouraged me to go for it and supported me. And, you know, here we are today. I was happy to win the position, and very busy with a lot of different projects, but I think soon we're going to be reaching somewhat of a maintenance level, I hope.
Yeah. Outstanding. Well, Chief, I know our time's getting short, and so we're going to conclude this part one. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do something very special, and something for the first time is we're going to have Chief Boomershine on next week for part two. We're going to get to hear a little bit more about school safety and about our school resource officers here in the MSD of Wayne Township. Chief, we appreciate you being with us today. Look forward to hearing from you next week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, just a few reminders. Don't forget to submit the form acknowledging that you've received the School Board Policies Annual Notice. It's important that you understand you don't have to know or recite all of the policies. We just want to make sure that you know where they are located and how to access them. Dr. Suggs sent that out to all staff members on August the 7th. Also, the deadline for the Vector Solutions Safe School Training is coming up just around the corner in a few weeks here, August the 31st. So make sure that you are taking care of that requirement each and every year that we have to go through our Safe Schools training. Well, coming up, our host mentor celebration will be on August the 20th. That's a Tuesday, August the 20th, from 9:30 to 11:30 at the Founders Lodge at the Girl Scouts of Central Indiana. That means that mentoring is just about ready to start for our students who participate in the host program. We are ready to welcome almost 1,000 mentors back into our elementary schools to work with our students each and every week to help them become better readers. And then tonight, the Ben Davis football team will be scrimmaging Westfield. It's just a scrimmage, but it is at home. So if you'd like to see the Ben Davis football team, a little bit of preview for this upcoming 2024 season, stop out to the Ben Davis High School football field tonight against Westfield. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our new mission and vision. It's the reason we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.